Axis Mundi.
You're listening to an Irreverent podcast. Visit irreverent.fm for more content from our amazing lineup of creators.
Welcome to Straight White American Jesus. My name is Brad Onishi, faculty at the University of San Francisco. It's been a minute. We had our big Swag event on Friday, the Friday before Thanksgiving, and since then, I've been at the American Academy of Religion conference along with Dan and many others, and so it feels like forever since I've been on the mic, just because I'm somebody who's on the mic a lot, and so when I go a week without being here, it feels like forever. First thing I need to say today is just thanks to everybody who made our Straight White American Jesus event such a special night. We had two great panels with just fantastic panelists and speakers. Myself and Sarah Mosliner, Dan Miller, Robert Jones from PRRI, Sam Perry, Phil Gorski, Catherine Stewart, Larisha Hawkins. Annika Brockschmidt was able to step in and moderate on short notice. And so anyway, it was just a really fantastic evening. One of the best parts for me was getting to meet so many of you. I was taken aback after the event to talk to people who were from Denver and had amazing questions and stories, but also people who had flown in from Pittsburgh and Seattle and Texas and San Diego. And so if you're listening, you have no idea how much it meant to me that you would do that and how incredible it was to meet all of you. We did, after the event, go to a pretty cool brewery and hang out. We closed it down. They kicked us out because they were shutting the doors. But we made new friends. We got to share a beer or two and just really connect. Cortland Coffee and Megan Crozier from The Pursuing Life and Josh Scott were all there too. And so anyway, it's just a night I won't forget for a long time. I can also say that there won't be as big of an entourage or a crowd, but at least fellow speakers, but I will be speaking at a couple different places coming up here. So if you'd like to mark down on your calendar, January 13th, I'll be at First United Methodist Church in Costa Mesa, California, and you can find that in the show notes. Also will be the next night, January 14th, at Mission Hills Church in LA, Los Angeles, and talking about my new book, Preparing for War. And then a couple days later, I'll be up in Seattle, January 19th, at Elliott Bay Bookstore. And so if you're in Seattle or somehow nearby, come on down, hang out with us, and I'll see you there. All right, going to be a little bit of a shorter weekly roundup today. Dan's not with me, and I'm still kind of recovering from getting back from the conference, just all the things from our Big Swag event, then the holidays. And so just want to talk about two things that I think are really important. If you're driving home from, you know, family's house or just trying to get things kind of set after a big week of eating and so on, then I'm glad you tuned in. It's not going to be all that cheery, though, because what I want to talk about first is the fact that there was a dinner this week at Mar-a-Lago. And let's just make sure we get all this clear, okay? Mar-a-Lago is the residence of the former President of the United States. It's in Florida. Mar-a-Lago is where that former president absconded with looted documents that belonged to the United States government and to the people of the United States. It's where he took documents that have secrets about foreign agents and nuclear weapons and so on and so forth. It's where he kept them in a place where others were able to rifle through them. It's where he in essence, kept documents that were stolen from you. So at this residence, this place of looting, there was a dinner where the President of the United States invited Ye, also known as Yeezy or Kanye West. Now, we've covered Kanye West. We talked about him a couple weeks ago. If you're forgetting or you just don't know, Kanye West came out and made just overtly anti-Semitic comments about a month ago. He talked about how he was going to, quote, go DEFCON 3 on Jewish people, and the things didn't stop there. And he really hasn't backed down. That led to what some have estimated to be billions in losses in his empire in terms of his Adidas deal and other things. Well, you went to dinner with the president. Okay, so let's just think about it right now. The president is having dinner with someone who had, the former president is having dinner with somebody who made overtly anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic comments just about a month ago, to the point that Adidas, basically killed one of its most lucrative sources of revenue in its deal with Ye or Yeezy or Kanye West. Now, he brought along with him Nick Fuentes. Nick Fuentes is a young man. He's in his early 20s, but he is very well known. He's the leader of AFPAC, the American First Political Action Committee. He's a Holocaust denier. He's someone who says that, I just want to warn you about the language that's coming up. It's quite graphic and it's quite disgusting. But he said that those who were killed in the Holocaust were like cookies baking in an oven. Thanks for listening to this free preview of our Swag episode. In order to get access to the full episode and so much more, become a Straight White American Jesus premium subscriber by clicking the link in the show notes. It'll take you like 2 clicks, I promise. In addition to getting access to this episode, you'll have access to the entire Swag archive, over 550 episodes. You'll also get an extra episode every month, ad-free listening, Discord access, and so much more. All that for less than $6 a month, and it helps us keep our flag up and continue to safeguard democracy from religious nationalism, extremism, and rising authoritarianism. Check it out. It's not hard, I promise.